This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy had a chance to endorse a little truth in budgeting last week, but he just couldn't do it. We'll face off after this. Ted, Congress has passed yet another budget resolution. There was one key vote during the debate, Ted, and you dodged another confrontation with fiscal reality. Social Security should not be counted as part of any honest budget just because that trust fund has a big surplus. It distorts the true deficit picture. But there are these other trust funds, military retirement, civil service retirement, unemployment trust fund. They will have a cumulative surplus of $482 billion by 1993. That sure makes a difference in computing the true deficit, but you insisted on leaving those in and making it look ever rosier. You wear your heart on your sleeve when it comes to Social Security, but you must stiffen your lip when it comes to talk of some really honest budgeting, Ted.
Wrong again, Al. I was doing my best to help the Senate keep body and soul together on the budget process, but old Al Simpson joined the budget burners, the right-wing brigade lobbing special interest hand grenades into the budget to destroy it. You talk oh so sanctimoniously about balancing the budget, Al, but you voted for wave after wave of cockamamie proposals to take major categories of spending out of the federal budget. You'd put highway spending off budget, airport and aviation spending, the Postal Service, the SEC, military retirement pay, civil service retirement pay, unemployment compensation, even the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. Don't balkanize the budget, Al. 15 little budgets are not better than one big budget. You're only kidding yourself, Al, and you're doing real harm to sensible efforts to beef up the economy and bring down the deficit. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on banning underground nuclear tests. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.